Part 18, Three Sabbaths. There are three Sabbaths observed in the Bible. God's numbers are perfect. The number three always represented life in the scriptures. When God created the earth, life came forth on the third day. The first Sabbath was God's rest from all his creative works, or the seventh day of the week. The second Sabbath was given to Israel for rest by the law in the fourth commandment. The third Sabbath was when his church, the called out, received rest and life. This occurred on the day of Pentecost when God imparted to the believers his very own life. We that are born of the Spirit of God have this rest, not because we choose to worship on any particular day, but because we have entered into his presence. Our position is seated in heavenly places with our Lord. When we observe our problems from on high, we can see the beginning, the solution, and the end. This brings the peace that passes all understanding. If you have not obtained that rest, it is here for you now. Just ask him to make himself real to you. Hebrews 4 verse 11 tells us, "Let us therefore enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief." That rest is not God's rest on the seventh day of creation, nor Israel's rest in the law, but that rest, God's own life in us, was provided by his own pure, sinless blood. Do not make the same mistakes and follow the examples of unbelief that kept the Israelites in the wilderness for 40 years. We must have a personal and intimate relationship with the living Christ to enter in. This only comes from pressing in, so we know him better by reading his word and through prayer. We must be still and allow him to reveal himself to us. Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." We read earlier in Revelation 12, verse 9, that Satan deceiveth the whole world. God tells us Satan's lies would be so close to God's truth, they would deceive the very elect if possible. Matthew 24, verse 24, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Please note these signs and wonders are a genuine anointing, but we are warned the ones exercising this anointing may be false Christs. Do not be deceived by demonstration, as the word of God must try every spirit. Joel 2:28 tells us, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh." Satan's greatest deception is getting people to follow him while thinking they are following God. This can be done through mixing supernatural signs and intellectual false teaching based on a carnal interpretation of the word. Do not be deceived, as this has no life or holding power. We need to find the living Christ for ourselves.